Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia, and been at this for almost 30 years. I'll be 72 next month, and that enters into some of the information that I want to go over with you tonight. And I want to let you know why I'm on the air and why I feel so strongly that this message needs to get out to people who are not familiar with it, and the incredible healing that takes place in a practice at a very affordable price. And I'll start with my background and why I got into this field and the spirituality of it. An amazing experience for me that started after my mother passed away a few years ago. But I also wanted to mention to you that we can, tonight at any time, any of you want to call, there is no charge to call the station, and it's a toll-free number, and I will give you a free dowsing, a checkup, but a mini checkup on the heart, the arteries, the blood pressure, cholesterol. I'm not doing a physical, but I'm picking up vibrations at cell level. And to let you know, primarily, are you in the healthy zone? Are you in the neutral zone? Or are you in the unhealthy zone? And I will be able to give you that information tonight. Certainly, there's no charge. And just give your name and where you're from, city and state. And anytime during the hour, I'll stop. We'll work on that, and then I'll pick it back up. So the number that you want to call is 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. So during the next hour, give me a call, and we'll see if you're in the healthy zone. Certainly, we'll check for things such as arthritis, circulation, and anything else that you might want to know, and I'll be able to check it. And this is part of my practice and what I do in much, much greater depth when clients decide to sign up, so to speak, and come with me. There's certainly no contracts. But anyway, what I'd like to do is to start and tell briefly my story of why I am, first of all, in the nutrition field, and secondly, why I do dowsing, and I'll explain that as we go along, and the spiritual movement in my life, that brought me to this point and that I continue on. Moving, like I said, in a few weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, I'll be 72. And at this time, I would like to mention to you that in the dowsing that I do, there is a real age and a chronological age that I tell people, and certainly I get their permission first. And what I do is to check and see, okay, where are you after you give me your chronological age? Where are you on the scale in terms of the real age inside, you know, the side we can't see, the inside? What is the real overall age of the different organs inside? I must tell you that everybody who comes to me, when they start, their real age is older, sometimes many years older. It doesn't matter, everyone. It doesn't matter, because that will be gradually from week to week, month to month, and how long that you decide to stay with me in my program, that you will find that you will be literally moving backwards and not just slowing up the aging process, but you will be taking that aging process and becoming younger and younger and younger inside. And I want to share both my wife Jackie and my real ages, and next week I plan to have Jackie come on and tell her story in person and discuss other things about our program. But just to let you know, my wife is going to be 71 in August, has a background of a memory problem, has a background of sugar problems, high cholesterol, lots of arthritis and other things, and she'll tell her story next week. I would like you to know that she is, as of this morning, 40 years old. Real age is 40. 30 years younger inside. 30 years younger inside. She looks a lot younger when you see her without having to have plastic surgery and all the other stuff that's done out there. And so my age, okay, is 42. I am 42 inside. I'm going to be 72 in 3 or 4 weeks, May the 11th. And so what I'm saying is that I share this not to tell you we have terrific genes, because we don't. On both sides of our family, before we started our program, and I have to tell you, we have been doing this a few years, so you have to realize this doesn't happen overnight, but it's never too late. I don't care what's going on in your system. It's never too late. But anyway, with our grandparents and parents with cancer and dying of heart disease, dying at the average ages for that length of time during their lifetime, that is not terrific genes that we have inherited. And yet, both of us are very, very healthy. And my wife, who will tell her story next week, also not to get into it and steal her thunder, but she last year was able to get a life insurance policy, and it was amazing because she was in the top echelon of a very reputable life insurance company of getting insurance and on life. And guess what? At age 70, how many people can get that? How many people can really be eligible enough and for a company to, quote, take a chance? Well, I will tell you, most people out there, it's not going to happen. Majority of the people out there, we don't have a health management program. We have a disease management program. The health in this country is a matter of treating symptoms through drugs and surgery. That's the primary health control. If you have a way with no negative side effects, and without getting into it at this moment, but to tell you that every single medicine and drug, prescription drug, pharmaceutical drug, number one, it's treating a symptom. Number two, they all have negative side effects. They all, there are no exceptions. They're chemicals, they're foreign chemicals, and they are stored in the cells because as a professional psychic dowser, I'm more than just a dowser, it's very, very psychic, and you'll hear the story in a few minutes. Because of that, I pick up information at cell level, and I pick up information at very, very early levels that by the time somebody shows plaque in their arteries, by the time they show cancer, and particularly stage 2, 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3, or 4, that cancer has been going on for years and years and years. And so the clients who come to me can find out if they've got very, very early stages at cell level. I, with this program, my 500 food eating plan, excuse me, plus the specific nutrients, all working for the specific genetics of the individual. Because of this psychic dowsing, only picking up for that particular unique situation for that person, nobody else. Therefore, we find out that the foods that we are eating have what's called compatible or incompatible actions to it at cell level. I am here to tell you, and I can't repeat it enough, the primary cause of sickness and disease, primary, I didn't say 100%, the majority of it I find over and over and over in my practice is coming from eating foods that are incompatible, they're not right for the particular person. And that goes for the supplements that they may be taking. It can go for the drugs that they may be taking. Then their doctor thinks it's going to help and gives it to every single patient who comes in. That doesn't mean it's going to work for every single patient. And are they removing the causes? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Am I removing the causes? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the big difference. Whether it's holistic healers that are out there who treat symptoms, and you know, you're using natural things, and I understand that. And is it working? In many cases, certainly it does. But they are still treating symptoms, and that's what I used to do in the early years of my practice. I was just like any other holistic healer out there. But with the story I'm going to get into now, it will explain, you know, why am I here tonight and every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time talking about this. So let's roll back and go back many, many years ago when my father passed away and my mother was moved to Atlanta, and I found a place for her down the street for me. And in her late years, at age 78, she started to get depressed. Well, at that time, what else was available for me wasn't even holistic. It was strictly traditional allopathic medicine, medical doctors. And so we took our mother to a medical doctor, and he called me and said, your mother has a classic case of depression. Well, she was ripped up from her roots in South Carolina and moved to Atlanta, number one. Number two, and knowing it now, not then, eating way much, incompatible foods for her genetics. Anyway, my mother was put into a hospital for a week, and a psychiatrist treated her. And at the end of the week, my mother was brought home, was told, yes, a classic case of depression, and that take the following medicines. That evening, the phone rang, the middle of the night, It was my mother. And she said, Dick, I can't go outside naked in the rain like this. And I said, Mom, what did you say? And she repeated it. I said, I'll be right over. I went over to her house, and she was sitting in the living room. And you have to bear with me, folks, because every time I tell this story, obviously it's extremely emotional, and I'm reliving it, but yet it's all positive because maybe if there's just one person out there tonight that's listening that you have heard this story, beware, and maybe this won't happen to what happened to my mother. Anyway, she was literally in a catatonic state, sitting in a chair, shaking. I called the psychiatrist. He said, put her in a particular psychiatric home, and he would meet me and my two brothers there the next morning. The next morning, we came to the home, and here was past Woman of the Year in South Carolina, had worked with the mayor and the governors for many, many civic affairs, cancer functions, raising money. A very, very active, exciting lady in the community. And here she was having to be locked up that evening because she was stealing. Really, she was taking underwear and panties and brassieres from the other patients and bringing them back to her room. Well, that's not exactly the Woman of the Year, is it? Or anybody else, is it? And so this started my journey, who at that time I was in the corporate retail world, and I ended up putting my mother into a home. And the point I want to make, ladies and gentlemen, that my mother had literally become a zombie. She was almost a vegetable. That's actions and reactions that are called dementia, and it's actions and reactions that can be called Alzheimer's, and it was brain damaging. And I will continue with this story so that you get the whole picture of it, and it wasn't just my opinion. Anyway, my mother passed over after 2 years of shuffling around in a nursing home, and if any of you, either parents or siblings or grandparents, and have been through and seen this in these homes where they drug up the patients so that they don't cause a whole lot of commotion, because they will, and a lot of it is the reactions from these medicines that they're taking. Anyway, my mother had passed over, and I guess it was a year and a half or 2 years later, I was invited to a wedding in South Carolina, and I went in Charleston, South Carolina, and I decided around 10 o'clock at night, I wonder if I'd be very relaxed and enjoy tomorrow. I'll go to the hot tub at this Hyatt, and at 10 o'clock at night, I go up there, and I'm sitting in this hot tub, and there's a gentleman next to me, and we start talking, and I tell him, you know, where I've come from and why I'm here, and he said, I'm Dr. So-and-so from Harvard Medical School, and I'm here and going around the country teaching the medical students and the medical doctors on the staff about drugging and the elderly. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, doctor, do you have a few minutes? You know, a captured audience. Told him the story. He said, it will be 3 weeks before I'm back at Harvard. I'd like to have you mail your mother's records to me. And, you know, what did I know? Well, doctor, those were her records, and he says, you have the total right for those records. You get them and you send them to me, and I'll get back with you. 3 weeks later, he called, and he said, I want to tell you that you have a humongous case against the two doctors, the internist and the psychiatrist, but you would have to exhume your mother's body for this case to go further. And so, after a lot of careful thought, and my brothers, who kind of didn't understand any of this, very, very little to none of it, I decided, since I was the basic caretaker, that I didn't think it was a good idea to go through all of that. And what I thought, and spiritually came to realize, that instead of going after these two doctors, that I could do more for mankind and society if I would go into the natural field of healing and help, and help others and get the word out that there's got to be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into hell. There must be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into hell called allopathic medicine. I am not telling you, everyone, that all doctors are evil and that what they do is terrible. I'm not saying that. I am saying that most of the time you don't need them. And if you're on my program, neither my wife or I, not only do we not take any of these medicines, we don't go to doctors, okay? And this is not a religious belief. I know that's out there. This is not a religious belief. It is because we don't need them. We have normal cholesterol and blood pressure. We know what our real ages are inside and why we understand why we're not sick. So, moving with the last part of this story, we taught low-carb eating from Dr. Robert Atkins, who's now deceased. And we were really the first ones in the Southeast that were actually teaching it. And Dr. Atkins invited my wife and I to come to New York for the weekend with other nutritionists and PhDs and so forth that were in this field and to go over his program with him. And so we were very flattered, and we went up to New York. And that evening, I'm looking in the paper, and it said, tomorrow night, Rosemary Alty, a very famous British medium, will be in New York City at a so-and-so church in Manhattan. And I said, Jackie, oh my goodness, I've read two of her books, and I really connected with this woman. And I just felt compelled, so to speak, compelled to go. I'm sitting on the aisle. Rosemary comes down the aisle. She points to me and she said, Dick, stand up. And I did. She said, I want you to know that your mother is behind you. And I had chills all over me. She said, she has two messages for you. One, there was nothing you could have done for her at the time. And I thought to myself, all of the nutrition study and the quick pills and protein shakes and all of that stuff, I just was grabbing straws and guessing, trying to help my mother. Obviously, it was too late for any of that. And number two, she said, I want you to use your hands more. And I thought about that and talked to Jackie about it that night, and I really didn't quite understand it. But very shortly after that, after coming back from New York, I was taking some herbs from a herb company, and I went to do a trade show with them, and I went to Nashville, Tennessee, and there was a lady there who was dousing supplements, and I was fascinated by it, and I asked could I, as a consulting fee, I would give her to stay over another day. She said, oh, no, just come over tomorrow, and I will show you some basics. And I did. And I took her advice and started dousing. And when I started dousing, folks, and this is what you really, really need to understand and know, I am here to tell you that there is a difference between dousing and bringing in information from, whether it's from angels, your God. My dousing says it's angels that help me and bring this information to people. And when somebody first starts with dousing, and very, very early in the beginning, I realized that my personal belief system in dousing, my personal belief system was twisting and giving the wrong information to people, and I stopped, not dousing, but I stopped giving out that information. I knew it was not accurate, and I hate to put down dousers, but I'm here to tell you, dousers come to me, and from all over the country, they connect with me, and they're connecting with me because it is authentic information, and it's life and death situation in some cases, where you're picking up cancer, and what can we do nutritionally? First of all, can we help this particular person, or is it something too advanced? Understanding and having an understanding of the body nutritionally is very, very important and powerful in my work, but with the psychic dousing that is taking place, okay, it is extremely accurate. Everyone who I first check, who understand that if I can help them, they're going to get better, they're coming to me. Okay, if it is something that is more advanced than I can help, then I let them know right up front. So my batting average is awesome, and everyone who does my program gets better without an exception, without an exception. So using my hands more was my mother's message to me through one of the most, I think she lives up in Vermont or up in the northeastern United States now, Rosemary, and she is certainly authentic. And what she had to say to me that night in my meeting with the doctor in a hot tub, 10 o'clock at night before a wedding, tell me that these are accidences or coincidences. If any of you are questioning those kinds of things, and that's very normal for all of us, it was a very powerful movement, and for me to go back, get my holistic PhD, okay, and work more and more and more through the years with the dousing, and to tell you that it, like I said in the beginning, is it affordable? Of course it is. But I want to give you again the three choices that are out there. I think, unless you've been listening to me, anybody who's heard me or hearing me for the first time tonight, you may know of two health regimens. Here's the third. This is the reason why Dr. Needle is on an international internet radio, okay, going all over the, getting calls from England and France, as well as the United States, all over. And you probably understand I don't have to be in front of you. Doesn't make any difference. So it is a very powerful psychic, intuitive combination of nutrition and the healing and picking up things at early stages that can be either reversed or stopped in their tracks. So let's compare, and I'm repeating from the medical standpoint, the cut, burn, and poison, the treating of a symptom, okay, with very powerful isolated synthetic chemicals that can store in the body and create another disease somewhere else later on, and guess what you do? You go to another specialist, and you get more medicine. So you got medicine from the doctor you've been seeing, and you got new medicine from the other. And if that's all you are aware of, you look for the best doctor and the best hospitals and whatever, if you can afford to go to them, and you go under the treatment of symptoms. And it's disease management, folks. Your health care is managing a disease. The second is taking holistic healing. And yours truly did this for many, many years, knowing, okay, that this was better than medical treating, but I couldn't understand why some of my clients got better and some of them didn't. And the research on the supplements or the herbs was so powerful, and I had a client 3 months ago that got better on a particular medicine or herb or vitamin that they were taking. And so I thought that would be working for everyone. Well, guess what? One size does not fit all. One size does not fit all. So the holistic treatments are still treating symptoms. They're using natural things. But you know what? If they're not, listen carefully, if they're not compatible for your genetics, I don't care how natural, I don't care what the research is, I don't care about the company and their integrity, it's not going to work for you. One size does not fit all. Now, suppose you went to someone, dealt with somebody who was an authentic psychic dowser, been in this field 30-odd years, been through all of the different eating plans and macrobiotics and raw food and all of the low carb and you name it, and I've been involved with it. 10-day water fast down in Florida under supervision. I've done all of this stuff. My wife kids me sometimes. She said, "You know what? It's lucky you're still alive." Well, that's true. But let me ask you this. I can't afford the pharmaceutical research teams. I can't afford to pay people and to have all of these studies done. I certainly no longer ever consider giving something to a client as a guinea pig. So if I prescribe something for my client, it's because it's for their particular vibrations, for their particular blueprint. Very, very important to distinguish the difference between what's out there and what you're hearing tonight. And so as long as I can and as long as I live, I want to keep preaching this because I understand the skepticism. And you know what I tell people? You know, it doesn't matter whether you believe this or not. It just works. It just works. And when will you know? Sometimes it's within the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks, maybe a month. It depends on what it is. But you are now, if you are taking away the foods and the drink, and if you're taking any medicines or taking any kind of protein drinks and all of this stuff that's out there that's supposed to be working for you, and you still don't feel good, and you've spent a fortune with that practitioner, and you've spent a fortune on the pills, why not take very moderate amounts of vibrating, high-frequency food supplements that took me 2 years to put together, and I never, ever have somebody leave my office, or in most cases, shipping to you wherever you are in the United States or Canada, shipping this stuff to you unless it's right for you and the right amounts to take. That will change if you stick with me as the weeks and months go on, because your immune system gets stronger. And when your immune system gets stronger, what's going to happen is that you are getting healthier, your digestive tract is better, and there were foods that originally were irritating you at cell level and causing problems. Let me stop in a minute and tell you about, let's go back to the lectins. And this lectin is a piece of wisdom and information about the body. It's been around for over 100 years. It's been ignored. People are doing their own thing. They don't work with it. But I, through my psychic dowsing, picked up this regimen because it works. I don't care whether other people believe it or not, it works. And as long as it keeps working, as long as I get the flood of testimonials that come back, and Jackie will go over some of them next week. We never, certainly not going to tell you who it is and where they are, but we talk about it so that you understand some of the powerful healing. People that with osteoporosis, one particular person who no longer is not only has it been stopped, that's primarily what happens, but it has reversed back in the right hip to osteopenia. That's the early stages of osteoporosis. The early stages of it. Then it goes into osteoporosis. So you can take 1,100 or 1,200 milligrams of calcium and calcium with magnesium and phosphorus and all of this stuff. But those two are, we don't know whether they really work or not. It's guessing. But I know because I can douse it psychically, and I know that works or it doesn't. And you don't have to hold it in your hand, and you don't have to give me a long story about it. Boom, 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 boom. I go through, particularly people that take a lot of supplements, have been spending a fortune. Not only that, they're not getting better. The arthritis is not going away. They're taking glucosamine. Okay? The blood pressure is still high, and they're taking blood pressure medicine for it. And by the way, it can bring your blood pressure down, but it is treating a symptom. Underneath that, okay, is going on a problem of what is causing the high blood pressure. Not a lack of the drug. Not a lack of that high blood pressure drug. Is that the deficiency in the drug? And when you give them that, the blood pressure goes to normal? No, there are conditions with people bringing in the wrong lectins, and lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, these are protein substances that are in our food and our drink. And let me stop a second and just tell you, if you're interested and want to know more, not necessarily on the show tonight, but you can call my office. I'm going to give you this number, and then again, at the end of the show, which is probably in about another 20 minutes or so, excuse me, it's 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. 1056. And if you will call my office, I'm on Eastern Standard Time between 9 and 4 p.m., Monday through Friday between 9 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1-800-653-1056. I'll give you a brief dousing like I explained earlier tonight. There'll be no charge for that. There will be no charge to interview you and see if I can help you. And if you are suffering and you still have pain and you're taking all either these drugs, which have all have negative side effects, or you're taking certain vitamins or herbs and they're not working for you, I can cut through that instantly and tell you, this is what works for you, Mary. Joe, if you try this, that will bring that pain down. And so I want you to realize this is a very, very powerful, unique, awesome type practice. It is certainly not out there for everyone, but before there wasn't even anybody who knew about this. And so, whether you believe it or not, as I said earlier, it works. If you come with me, we do a 500 food eating plan. It will go over by categories: protein, carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, spices, grains. It will tell you for the first time in your life exactly the foods that are right for you. And when you eat the right lectins, everything it goes through, metabolizes out, broken down into the bloodstream, and the body takes it in and everything's cool. But when it's incompatible, for your genetics, for your blueprint, what's going to happen is that it's going to come into your system and you're going to first get irritation, then you're going to get inflammation, then you're going to have lots of maybe gas or lots of pain. And what is happening is it is going to your predisposition. It's going to your predisposition. And that is, what are the weaknesses in your body that have come from your inheritance and your genetics from upline? And so people can have cancer. Some people get it where the doctors find it eventually, and some people don't. That depends on your predisposition. And if you irritate and inflame those cells, then it ultimately becomes a sickness or a disease. Okay, and I'm not speaking about allergies. Okay, the medical community calls it an allergy, but you know the people that have been to allergists and they come to me, and they have problems, and they said, you know, I have acid reflux and I have all this and I have that. Once they go on my program and start on this eating plan, sometimes within a week or two. Or a few days, I'm not promising that for anybody, okay? But it happens, that will heal itself up. And you may be taking all of these antacids, and you're just actually eating up the inside of your body with these things. They're over the counter, and the doctors may prescribe them. And it's simply eating the wrong foods. Well, have you heard this? Joe Brown died at 44 of a heart attack, and I know he ate right. Excuse me, what is eating right? Eating right for Joe? He certainly wasn't eating right. What he thought was right for him, what he read in the muscle books and when he worked out, or what he thought was best. You know, I have vegetarians who come to me and philosophically believe, and I appreciate that because I was in that same situation several years ago, and they tell me, you know, the green, everything is about green and destroying the planet, and you can plant more grains, and in the field, and it takes a lot more cows and slaughtering animals, et cetera, et cetera. I'm here to tell you that if you are eating right for your genetics, you may or may not be a vegetarian. You may be a semi-vegetarian, and maybe the reason that you're so sick is you're not eating enough meat. But at this point, ladies and gentlemen, you're guessing. You don't really know. And I promise you, I assure you that if you will work with this program and myself, I promise that you will start feeling better. And it depends on what's going on in your system, how long it will take. Most people will need dosages that are very, very high for the temporary weeks or months ahead, and then they go to maintenance. And my job is to get people to maintenance. Well, if it took you, if you're 46 years old, it took you most of your life to get real sick, you're not going to get cured in 60 to 90 days. But I assure you that my program is quite affordable, and in most cases, I'm cutting the budget, the amount that people are spending. You go to a co-paying for your doctor. Remember, you're treating a symptom. You're not removing the causes. You get involved, and then you need another appointment, and I've come back and see me in 2 weeks and 3 weeks. By the time you end up, you're spending a lot of money, even with insurance, and who knows where that's going to go. Remember, it's health or it's disease management, and what we're working with today is disease management, and in my practice, we're working on removing the causes, so that you don't have to go to a doctor for high blood pressure. You don't need to go to a doctor for diabetes. You don't need to go to a doctor for high cholesterol. It sounds like heresy, doesn't it? And if a medical doctor heard that, they might want to come and get me. I am telling you that if you give this program of mine a chance first, you can eliminate, not only now, but for your whole lifetime. And it really is sheep that are moving into the hospitals and being led by the herdsman or herdswoman, going in and becoming a patient unknowingly because they don't know that there's something else out there, or their doctor frightens them into something. There's a lot of irregular heartbeat out there. Give you an example. I'm going to shock a lot of you, but a lot of that is beriberi, or lack of B vitamins, particularly B4. It's almost in nothing today. It's not in your multi that you go to the health food store or going to the drug store or Costco or getting it on the internet. That doesn't mean it's going to work because it reads so beautifully about B vitamins. And yet, and I'm just giving you one example, that when that person is taking the particular supplements that check right for him or her, the whole ball game changes. And the heart is designed, and one of the easier, believe it or not, easier organs to heal when you give it what it needs. Hello, when you give it what it needs. You can take this lightly, and just a passing fancy, it can change your life. It will give you your life back. The money you spend is not even to be discussed. It is so much less than what you would normally spend. And you say, well, I'm not spending anything now. Oh, well, are you heading for more and more problems? Our soils are depleted. Okay, the vitamins we're taking are not being absorbed and assimilated. We're not getting, we may be taking fish oil, and for some people it's irritating their body. Somebody else is taking cod liver oil because they read it's phenomenal, best thing since sliced bread, or krill oil, and you find out that it's not right for you. Did you know that green tea is not for everyone? It's got all these polyphenols, these antioxidants and healing processes to it, acai berry and stuff. That's out there, mangosteen. But is it working for you? in most cases, read my lips if you could. It is not. It is not. And it's irritating your system. All this wonderful, good stuff that's being marketed out there, and it's being marketed so that it's for everyone. Everybody that takes this is going to get better. Well, now and then. It's not now and then. I have people with certain things that they're bringing to me or talking to me about, and guess what happens? It takes it is such a guess, it is rare that I promise you, it is rare that somebody's taken something and it's working for them. I promise you that. It is extremely rare. What does that mean? That you're spending all this money and it's not working. And if you are not going to doctors and not taking any nutritional supplements of any kind, are you getting any better? No. Well, what about the economy, Dr. Needle? Well, I'm telling you that this is affordable, and that when you measure it against what you've been paying, if you've been going or treating anything, or you just don't feel good, and you may have spent thousands and thousands of dollars over the year, and you don't feel right, you don't know exactly what it is, so you keep searching, and you go from this one to this one to this one. I know about that. I was one of those in the early years that sometimes I helped and sometimes I didn't. God has blessed me. God has given me this enormous healing concept that is workable. It's more than just a theory. It works every day of my practice. And I'm here to help you. I can help you if you are open and you are interested enough, because what good is life if you're suffering? And just because somebody lived longer, so what if they're in a wheelchair? So what if they're in a coma, or like my mother, who was a vegetable, who, you know, died at 81? So what? Most of her life was in the later years, starting with that depression and then being a brain being buzzed out. My goodness. And you have to remember that a lot of these medicines that we're talking about, and I want to go back to the heart. Let's go back to the heart. We got just about 5 more minutes here. Okay. We are being shoved and being told that we all need a statin drug, a cholesterol drug, a cholesterol lowering drug. That's what we're being told, and we're being told that we need it at younger and younger ages. Well, isn't that good for the pharmaceutical company? Isn't that good for them? Half of the people, listen to this one, half of the people, excuse me, who are on statin drugs die of a heart attack, and their cholesterol is under 200. Half of the people who take cholesterol drugs, half of them, okay, their cholesterol when they died was under 200. If cholesterol is the key to not having a stroke, or is it the key to not having a heart attack, that's one of 17, folks. It's one of 17 reasons that we have a heart attack. And so your LDL, the bad cholesterol, is lowered. Wonderful. Your number is good. You walk out of the doctor's office and you say to yourself, or the doctor says to you, Ed, you're doing great. You got your cholesterol down. It's under 200. Doing good. Got a good number there. I'll see you next time. And you walk away, and you continue to eat incompatible foods or taking the wrong supplements for your system, and that's almost 100% guarantee. And what you're not looking at or being aware of, that there are things like C-reactive protein and homocysteine levels. This is inflammation in the body. that's part of a heart attack, okay, the oxidized LDL that's out there, high glucose. How about that, being a diabetic? And look, as diabetes progresses through the years, and you're on that doctor's program, if you're fortunate, you won't get gangrene and you won't need dialysis or becoming blind. And I had a lady that worked for me years ago, many years ago, that had a toe cut off. Goodness, you don't have to go that route. And there are many, many factors, okay, excess estrogen, and I could go on and on. And to say that cholesterol is where it's all at, and as long as my cholesterol is normal and my blood pressure is normal, I'm healthy. N-O. N-O-N-O. Not O. No. I work with people. Let me give you something interesting that I find. I'm fascinated by it. When I'm doing an eating plan, and one of the foods or substances or spices, anyway, it's salt. And when I go through and I pick up the vibrations, are they right for Tom? Okay, is salt right for Tom? Is sea salt right for Tom? If they're both no, I immediately know that that person has high blood pressure. If they are able to handle the salt, that means that their blood pressure is normal. And so everybody doesn't need to avoid salt. And there are people that need more salt in their diet, and their doctor scared them because, look out, your blood pressure could go up high, and it's normal. And so you're harming the patient unknowingly. One size does not fit all, right? One size does not fit all. So I'm about to end up tonight, and I'm giving my office number. Please call me. There is no charge. Love to talk to you. And we'll talk a while, and you'll decide and get into pricing, the affordable pricing and whatever, at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. And the best times to reach me would be between 9 and 4 p.m., okay, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 1-800-653-1056. So, look forward to talking with you next week, and I've got my special wife and her background and her story, and I think you'll find it as interesting, and it may be even more interesting with her. So, whatever, we'll be back next week, same time, same station. Thank you so much, and God bless.